When I began writing Reclaimed Love, I didn't know that the story would mirror many of my own experiences, both the triumphs and the heartaches. I set out to write about a man's journey through heartbreak, dreams, failure, and ultimately, the reclaiming of love.
But what I've found along the way was not just the tale of a singular individual, but a universal journey, one that anyone who has loved, lost, and then risen can understand. We live in a world that celebrates success, the kind that comes quickly, loudly, and often with a story of overnight
achievement. But real success, the kind that fills the soul and mends the heart, is often a quiet journey. It's the persistence to keep moving forward when things don't make sense, the courage to continue believing in love even after you've been hurt, and the strength to rise when you're left alone, in the dark. Reclaimed Love is a story of what happens when dreams feel distant and love feels broken. It's a reminder that the roads we take are not always the ones we expect, but those very roads shape us into who we are meant to be.
For me, this book became a mirror, reflecting the complexities of love, not the perfect kind we see in fairy tales, but the real kind, the one that's imperfect, hard-earned, and deeply transformative. When I first began my journey, I was filled with ambition and idealism.
I had a clear vision of success in my mind, but the reality was far more challenging than I had anticipated. I faced moments of profound uncertainty, times when I doubted myself, and heartaches that seemed insurmountable. Yet it was in those very moments of pain and struggle that I began to learn
what it truly means to love yourself, and then to love others with a heart that is open and full of grace. As you read Reclaimed Love, know that this is not just Matthew's story. This is your story too. It's the story of anyone who has ever faced the gap between where they are
and where they want to be, who has ever lost love and found it again, and who has ever questioned the meaning of their journey. The chapters you'll find in these pages are woven with lessons that I've learned not just from books, but from life itself.
In sharing this story, I hope to inspire you to reflect on your own journey, to understand that it's okay to fail, to fall, and to face heartbreak, because those are the very things that will guide you toward growth, healing, and ultimately, a love that is deeper and more real than you ever
imagined. This book is for anyone who has ever questioned their worth or felt the sting of unrequited love. It's for those who wonder if the future will ever be as bright as their dreams. And most of all, it's for those who are ready to reclaim their own love, not as a destination, but as a
continual, evolving journey. Thank you for joining me on this journey. It is my sincerest hope that as you turn these pages, you will find something of yourself reflected here, something that inspires you to keep dreaming, keep loving, and keep believing in the beautiful possibility of what can be
reclaimed.